Hey, I'm home. Huh? Where are you? Are you in the living room? Okay, I'm coming. Hold on. Hey, what's up? What'd you do today? Are you okay? You don't sound fine. Sit down, I'm coming over. There you go. Talk to me. What happened today? Yeah, you can take your time. I'm not rushing you. Baby. Bad day, huh? Poor baby. Come here. Lean on me a little. Oh, you're stiff, I can tell. You've been holding stuff in. What do you mean? What? No, you're not dramatic. You had a hard day. It happens. And when it happens, you like talk to me. That's how this works. We're in a relationship with each other. Okay. I guess start with tell me what set you off. Was it the stairs again? Was it some idiot staring? Was it pain? All of the above? What happened? Yeah, I figured it was more than one thing. It usually is. No, I didn't. No, baby. I meant like, in order to get you to this kind of mood, it usually has to be more than one bad thing. Yeah, I didn't mean like. Sweetie, I'm sorry I said it like that. Listen, you've been doing so well for so long that honestly, and hear me out and don't get defensive when I say this, I feel like you can sometimes forget that you're still allowed to have bad days. Does that make sense? No, you're allowed to feel frustrated. You're allowed to feel like tired. You live with something that takes extra work that other people don't even have to like factor in, you know what I mean? Every single day in, day out. Acting like you should be like perfectly chill about that all the time is impossible. I mean, that's like an impossible standard. And I know you hate, asking for help with certain stuff. But listen, needing help doesn't make you weak. It's just like part of the human experience. People who aren't amputees ask for help with stuff. You know what I mean? And you don't have to earn my support. I'm here because I want to be here, not because you're performing some version of independence that you think like a partner would prefer to see. Do you know what I'm saying? Sweetie, I'm sorry. Do you want to snuggle? Yeah, put your head on my shoulder. You don't have to pretend it doesn't bother you when people stare. I know you try to brush it off, but you're allowed to feel uncomfortable and weirded out by that, you know? You're allowed to be annoyed. You're allowed to be exhausted by that. If I were in your place, I'd get sick of the looks too. Not because of the missing limb, but because, I don't know, some people don't know how to mind their own business. No, I don't think you look weird. I'm not tiptoeing around that. I'm telling you directly, I love how you look. I'm not forcing myself to say that. I mean it. your body is not something I tolerate in spite of, you know what I mean? Like, it's something I'm attracted to. All of it, including the parts you get insecure about. Yes, I like touching you. Yes, I like holding you. Yes, I like seeing you in shorts or whatever you think you shouldn't wear. I don't have some mental image of how you used to be and compare you to it. You're hot now, still. Period. Hey. Hey, don't look away like that. I know it's hard to believe compliments when you've had to relearn everything from the ground up. But I'm not lying to you. Yeah, I know you miss your old mobility sometimes. Of course you do. You lost something important. You don't just get over that. It comes and goes. Grief doesn't stay in a straight line. And you've done so much more than you ever give yourself credit for. I'm not kidding. You have pushed through pain. You've learned new ways to move. You've adapted to a world that wasn't designed for you. You don't have to act like you're okay 24/7. I see you. I know when something's off. You're not hiding anything from me. No, you're not a burden. Stop saying that like it's a fact. It's not a fact. It's not. You asking for help with something physical doesn't drain me, but you shutting down and pretending you're fine, that actually hurts more because it means you don't trust me enough to lean on me. I want you to lean on me. Yeah, I can help you with the strap later. I saw you struggling with it this morning. You don't have to wait until you're irritated and in pain to tell me that, okay? Honestly, watching you try to tough it out is more painful than just helping you with it in the first place. There you go, a little smile. Good. Listen, days like this happen, right? Sometimes your body hurts for no reason. Sometimes something that used to be easy suddenly takes like 10 extra steps. Sometimes you get hit with memories you weren't expecting. None of that means you're going backwards, okay? Baby. You want to know what I think? I think you're handling all of this better than anyone could have expected. Not because you're brave, not in like a cringy, inspirational, whatever way, but because you keep going, you keep trying, even when you're like super annoyed. Come here, sit between my legs. Let me hold you from behind. There. Breathe. You don't have to talk, just breathe with me for a minute. If you want to vent, you can. If you want to just sit like quietly and breathe, I'm fine with that too. Or do you want to put a show on and just like get distracted? We can do that. You pick. Oh, baby. Are you crying? That's okay. That's okay. Stop it. It doesn't make you look weak. It means you're letting out emotional, like, pressure before it crushes you. Just let it out, baby. I'm holding you. We're in a relationship. Who else are you going to do this with? You're allowed to feel everything, right? Like, don't think of it as like an ugly and unfortunate personality trait that you have. All right? Your worth as a human being, like, did not change because your body changed. Tomorrow might be an easier day, you know? Or maybe it won't. But you're not going to face it alone either way. I'm here. I'm staying. There's nothing about you. Nothing that scares me off. Not your body or your insecurities or your really bad days. Baby, come here. Rest against me, I've got you. You're safe.